just a lad of ten.
Happy Sunday. Hello, my beautiful friend.
Take a lesson from the lovely lemon tree. Don't put your faith in love, my boy, my father said to me. I fear you'll find that love is...
This is Peter, Paul, and Mary. Some of you may recognize it from a certain era, if you've been around on the planet that long, as I have.
And the lemon flower is sweet, but the fruit of the poor lemon is impossible to eat. Lemon tree.
That is just a little bit of a preview into our theme today, which I'll be sharing with you in a minute, a poem by my friend Rosemary Batola-Tromer that is Under a Lemon Tree. And the reason that I'm sharing this song is because of the poem, and the reason I'm sharing the poem is because you may have seen in my emails last week that Rosemary and I were hosting what we call the Secret Agents of Change. We had our mission reveal yesterday. And that poem was part of the mission. And I just decided that I wanted to share it with you because I obviously it's top of mind for me because it's something that Rosemary and I have been talking about all week. And then, of course, doing the Secret Agents of Change mission, which, by the way, if you're brand new and you haven't heard of Secret Agents of Change, briefly, it's a group of people that Rosemary and I have gathered who spread surreptitious joy to strangers anonymously. And it's a really playful and fun way to bring obviously some delight into the lives of other people, but first and foremost, we're always the recipients of it. And this particular mission is based on a poem of hers, which I think what I'm going to do is pause right here. And I just clipped the audio from when we did the mission yesterday so that I could share just her reading the poem with you, so that you could listen to it, and it'll be fun while you're listening to it. See if you can guess what you think our prompt is for this particular secret mission. Each time we do a mission, it's based on a poem, and there's always a different prompt that goes with it. So I didn't know I was going to do that, but it just dropped in this minute that would be kind of fun to do. So I'm going to go ahead and pause this part of the recording. I'll have, clip the other part in. That's not the word either. I'll put the pieces together and then I'll be back to share more. Okay, enjoy the poem.
Sitting beside the Meyer lemon tree with Sherry. I wasn't thinking about the roots. I was thinking of the intensely sweet perfume, both heavy and bright in the cool spring air. I was thinking how much scent comes from such small, creamy flowers and how I want to save this floral fragrance like a portal for remembering Sherry in her black and white boots and her red poppy necklace and her red spectacles and the conversation we had earlier about what she called the legacy effect, in which we honor how events and actions from long ago still affect who we are today. Like the way she longs to find the woman from college who scrunched down her ankle socks instead of folding them neatly down. Sherry wants to write her a thank you letter for changing the way she saw the world, starting with her socks. Enamored as I was with the lemon tree scent, only later did it occur to me to thank not just the flowers, but the roots. Shallow and fibrous, how many roots are inside each of us, spreading way beyond our own canopy? How long would the thank you list be if we named everyone and everything that made us who we are? How invisible and essential our perfume is their legacy.
Oh my goodness, I hope you enjoyed that poem as much as I did while I was just listening to it again. That last line, you know, our perfume is their legacy. I mean, think about that for just this moment. I mean, you could probably bring to mind pretty quickly one person who many, many, many years ago said or did something that really impacted who you are, and not just who you were in the moment, but who you are still today, right? I've told you guys before, but maybe you may have missed it, but I told you about Tracy, the roommate that I had in college at the New York Arts Program. And it sounds like such a silly thing, right? But she scrunched her socks. And I don't, you know, it's so funny how something like that sticks with you, but this was 40 years ago. And that impact it had on me, that expression of freedom is all that I can say. And of course, it probably wasn't just her socks, right? She was so self-expressed, so creative, you know, this big, bold, fun, unapologetic energy. And I'm sure the scrunching of the socks is just sort of the thing that got planted in me. But it was a tiny thing. But to this day, I do often think of her when I'm scrunching down my socks, right? Like, it represents something so big to me, having been this small town girl who never felt expressed. I didn't feel expressed in my clothes. I didn't feel I had anything unique to offer the world. I felt really very milquetoast. And I probably didn't even know that word then, but that's the feeling when I think back. In any case, like, what a legacy, right? I have no idea. I've actually been trying to find her, and maybe I will. I reached out to her. I did find her on social media, but I don't think that she's active where I reached out. Anyhow, that's beside the point, but maybe not. Maybe that's not besides the point, because it's important for me to tell her. You know, I'm sure she's done many, many, many things in her life. I'm sure she's done many intentional, amazing things, as well as many unintentional, amazing things. But to think about the fact that she has no idea how her self-expression and her way of being in the world gave me a permission slip to explore that for myself, right? And I would love the opportunity to thank her. And I imagine I'll find her some way. So I'm curious. I've been rambling a little bit since I came back after you listened to the poem. I'm curious if you were able to kind of guess from that what you think the secret agent mission this time is. And I know I have some people who are probably listening who were with us. Hi. It's lovely to see some of you both yesterday on our Zoom call, and also had reached out via email. So I know that there are people who have been following the Secret Agents of Change, but I also know probably a lot of you haven't. And so I'm going to, this again, I wasn't really planning to do that, but as I'm talking to you, I actually decided to pull up the prompt. I don't know why. I think it's just be fun. You don't have to officially join us, but maybe unofficially you will, or maybe hearing this will prompt you to join us. But I will give you a little taste of, to me, what I think is a different take on random acts of kindness. Because, well, let me read the prompt and then we'll say more. So you heard the Lemon Tree poem. There was actually another poem that Rosemary read. This usually it's one poem and a prompt, but there were two poems she had that kind of had to do with that expression legacy effect, that idea that something way, way long ago, maybe someone who knew someone who knew someone impacted someone who impacted you. You know, it could be that kind of thing. And that was Rosemary's first poem that she read. Or, you know, in this case, like when she was talking about the lemon tree, you heard what she said about, you know, thanking the blossoms and forgetting the roots. And so here was the prompt. Today's mission, should you choose to accept it, asks that you put on your Ripple Vision deep dive readers and see beyond the surface of things. Just like Rosemary went back in time to thank the lineage of people who made it possible for Shell's book to land in her hands, or how she used her X-ray vision to remember to thank the lemon tree's roots for its scented blossoms, You too will sift through sands of time and space to offer gratitude and love to someone or something that spawned a friend you love, an artwork you cherish, a song, a hope, or a beautiful moment. Operation Legacy Effect invites us to offer gratitude from the bottom up. We're using our own Wayback Machines to acknowledge and honor unsung heroes. So it goes on with some other things and with a number of different kinds of examples and possibilities for how to do this. For the purposes of us right now, let me just tell you that if you're interested in exploring this for yourself and maybe considering a creative way to offer anonymous gratitude, you know, one of my favorite things to do is, and I've probably talked to you about this, but I'll just say this, that it's like one of my very favorite things to do is to write letters to someone's mom or dad and thank that person for having raised my friend, you know, or for having had it such a, you know, obvious, beautiful impact on someone who has impacted me. So that's kind of the idea, right? That it's like, I love my friend. Well, I've done it with Rosemary's mom, right? I love my friend Rosemary. She's had a huge impact on my life. I've written a letter to her mom to say, you know, all the different ways that her daughter has influenced me and to thank her mom for raising her. That's like a legacy effect, right? That it's like Rosemary wouldn't be who she was totally without her mom. Or, you know, once I was sipping tea with a friend, and this person had a collection of very sweet teacups and had let me pick one that I wanted to use. And while I was sipping my tea, she told me the story that that teacup was gifted to her by a neighbor boy who, I think he was maybe 10. No, he wasn't that, you know, he was a youngster. And that he had seen her collection of teacups and then he'd bought this for her at a flea market. And it was so beautiful to me that someone, you know, a little young man would do that. And so I sent him a letter with, you know, I think I had a picture of my hand holding the cup next to a flower or something, and just wrote him a letter of appreciation for that cup, right? So it's kind of, Rosemary sometimes uses the term gratitude once removed. And that's the kind of thing that, you know, if you want to kind of think about in your life, what would you thank? You know what I mean? In that it's kind of, again, it's like you're looking at the roots of the gratitude you're feeling. I was having a great time sitting with a friend, sipping tea, and that wouldn't have been possible in that exact way without this neighbor boy having gifted her with the teacup. A similar thing that's dropping in, my friend Kirsten and I were taking the ferry to see a mutual friend, and Kirsten is she always bakes beautiful things. And not only did she bake a beautiful cake, but she had it in this gorgeous antique tin carrier. Gorgeous, really beautiful. And I was like, oh my gosh, it was so delightful. And it just brought so much color and joy to the moment. And she told me it was a gift from her cousin. So I wrote a letter to her cousin, you know, letting her cousin know the delight that we had. It's like that, you know, or like how you saw with in the poem that my roommate Tracy, the impact she had all those years ago that's living in me now. So I don't know. I thought it would be fun to share the legacy effect with you again, since we are doing the secret mission, and maybe you want to join in. And if you just want to join in and see what comes up for yourself and enjoy this, is, you know, it's really a creative practice of gratitude. It's really asking yourself to give a little thought to what's behind something that you love. You know, I'm looking at a flower right now, and, you know, someone grew that flower. You know, if I could thank the person who grew that flower, right? That's a good example. Or someone in our group was talking about how much they love locally grown foods at farmers markets. And, you know, instead of just buying the produce or whatever, to send a letter to the actual small farm that grew that food, things like that. So I hope you've enjoyed this little bit of a different kind of a Sunday love, Graham. And even if you don't actually end up doing anything about this, maybe it sparked an idea for you about walking through the world and appreciating the kind of roots of things. And that can give us, I think, a broader feeling of gratitude for the world, right? It can give us a broader sense of not just being grateful for what's in front of us, but being grateful for what brought that in front of us. You know what I mean? So anyway, love you so much. Thanks for listening in. And as always, if you're inspired to write to me and tell me something that came from this conversation, I love to hear from you. Don't always have time to respond to everybody who I hear from, but I always read everything and I love to hear from you. And it really makes a difference knowing that we're always in these conversations every week together. Thank you so much. Love you. Bye-bye.